Hello, welcome to another episode of Wellness in the Multiverse. I'm here we go. What I eat in a day. I did not want to do this. I'm going to explain why. There's a big disclaimer to that. I had no intentions on doing these kind of what I eat in a day type of stuff. I was looking for something to do. That's the first one that came to mind because it's a question I often get. I understand the reason why I get the question. I get the question because people want to know how does he do it? How is he getting to that level of fitness, abs, whatever. But the way I'm eating now is not exactly the way I was eating to get to that level. It's just dependent on my current condition, current level of activity, current size, current goal that I need to do in order to get to my next goal. What I eat in a day should not be what you eat in a day. What you eat in a day should be whole food, enough protein for yourself, your weight, everything, you know, all of that, but should not be a copy paste of what I'm about to talk to you about for multiple reasons. First, I eat about 2,400 calories a day, anywhere between 2,400 to 2,500 calories a day, because right now I'm slowly cutting weight. Summer's coming. I want good abs. Sue me. So I'm slowly cutting weight. So that's why I'm 2,400, 2,500 calories, and I'll show you my macros. They are not like right on point every day. It doesn't really matter, but I'll show you the macros. But the thing is, if you don't take a notepad and start noting what I eat, because if you do that, you'll eat about 2,400 to 2,500 calories. But if we don't have the same height, if we don't have the same goal, if we move differently, I work out about 6 days a week and I walk about 8 to 14,000 steps a day. Depending, a slow day is 8,000, a higher step day is about 14,000. So I walk that much, I work out that much, and that's why I need that amount of calories in order for me to still retain my muscle mass as I'm trying to slowly lean out. It's a big disclaimer, guys, because I know some will be like, oh my God, I'm going to do exactly that. And then they'll be like, oh, why am I gaining weight? Well, because it's not set to you. So it is set to my current condition, current height, current goal. Now that we know that, we'll go into what I eat in a day. I've done that today. Other disclaimer, guys. This is what I eat on a perfect kind of day. It's not always going to be perfect. There's days that I don't succeed as much as this. I'm trying to stick as close as possible to that. I can't always do it. There's days that it's going to be slightly different, but you know, I'm trying to tweak here and there what I do in order to succeed. The point is, that is what I do on a perfect kind of day. I have Fridays when I have pizzas. I have weekends. Sometimes I'm going to have, you know, chips. Last weekend I had Skittles. That happens. So obviously I'm not showing you the day where I had like a pizza and chips and a bunch of crappy things. I'm showing you a good day. I'm not crazy. But nonetheless, this is like kind of a perfect day, kind of, you know, a perfect things. I'm trying to stick to this as much as I can in a week, on every given week. The weekend is more loose, but still I'm not going crazy. I'm trying to be good. With that being said, today and for the week ahead and the past couple of weeks that I went from 184 to 185 pounds and I dropped to now, last time I checked, 180. So I dropped about 4 pounds so far in about a month. You know, not too bad. Well, my shirt is... Anyway, so I dropped about 4 pounds. I'm about 24, well, today, not about, I'm directly at 2,451 calories. That's where I am today. So let's start with the breakfast. So my breakfast is always the same, by the way, that never moves. If I want to gain weight, lose weight, maintain my weight, it doesn't matter. I do the same thing every single day. The reason for that is that I wake up very early and I don't have time to have breakfast at home. So I cannot have like my eggs and all of that little fancy stuff at home. I eat here in the gym when I have my first client, you know? So since I have to do that, I need to prepare everything the day before, the night before. So basically what I do the night before, I'm doing my overnight oats. So I put a cup of oats. I put either chia seeds or pumpkin seeds. Everything's in French here, so I'm trying to translate as I'm doing that. And then I put a scoop of protein, EHP right now. That's what I'm doing. I put some egg whites in there, increase the amount of protein I have. And I put some syrup because still, you know, I wanted to taste something. You can put fruit. It's better if you put fruits in there, but I put syrup, you know. And then I put some milk. I stir that, put that in the fridge overnight. Okay, so my breakfast gives me around 720 to 750 calories, depending on whatever. I don't weigh everything. And that gives me 69 grams of protein. People would say it's a lot. It is. But it's my first meal of the day, and I know I'll be using all of that. So no worries there. 83 grams of carbs and 16 grams of fat. It's not very fatty. Most of the fat comes out of some of the milk, but also the pumpkin seeds. So yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much that for my breakfast. Then moving on to lunch. Okay, let's go up. No, let's go just, you know, as the day goes. So usually I'll have my breakfast around 7:45-ish. That's pretty much, you know, when I have my breakfast. After that, that should lead me to my workout. If I feel like I'm missing some energy before my workout to have everything I need, sometimes I'm going to have a banana in there, you know, gives me some carbs, potassium, all of that to help me with my workout. But often it's just my breakfast leads me all the way to my workout, which is about 10 a.m., 9:30 to 10 a.m. I start my workout. I go through all of that. I do the content. I do a bunch of stuff during that workout. I send DMs, all of that. This is where when I do that. So that's going to get me to 11:30 to noon. If I'm done here and I'm going home, I'll wait to go home and I'm going to have my lunch. So that's optimal. If I have a client here at like noon or 11:30 or whatever, and I have to stay here, then I'm going to have a protein bar. My protein bar is pure protein, 200 calories, you know, gives me 20 grams protein. So it's a great one, low sugar. So that's good. You know, that just helps me get my protein intake up. There's a bunch of other choices you can make to do that, but that's the one I'm doing. If I happen to go home, I don't have my bar, obviously, because that would be too close to my lunch. So I'm just going to have my lunch. So I have... Right now, I either, you know, I mix between my lunch and my dinner. It just like kind of varies, but it's the same thing. So lunch would be, right now it's chicken, 150 grams of chicken. So that gives me about 160 calories and around 35 grams protein. And I have that with white rice or basmati rice or sometimes even potatoes, you know, that I just, sometimes just even potatoes. So, and I have that with white rice or basmati rice and sometimes even potatoes. So that's just what I do. Gives me around 320 calories. Sure, broccoli, all of that, you know, that's a given. I don't put, you know, any vegetables in there that I eat because they're free. You're going to have as many as you want. So there's that. So that's going to lead me to my first snack. If I didn't have it before my, you know, my lunch, the clients and all of that, I'm going to have my bar later in the afternoon, around 3 probably. Often after my lunch, somewhat close, because usually I'm very hungry between noon and 6. It's kind of the time when I'm the most hungry. So I'm going to have Greek yogurt about, I'd say, like an hour after my lunch. That gives me 20 grams protein, 32 grams carbs, 250 calories. Not too shabby. So I have that. Then sometimes I'm going to just have that and my pistachio right there. That's going to happen. I put my pistachios is a handful, 50 grams, give me 310 calories, 13 grams protein. So very easy. And then it's usually, it's going to be like 2 to 30. Around 4, I usually get busy around 3 to 8. Around 4, 4:30. Then if I didn't have my bar, that's when I'm going to have it. So if I had my bar in the morning, everything just gets pushed back. So I have my bar, and then I'm going to get, if I have a bar, it means I have a client at noon. So I'm going to get home at like 1:30, 1:45. I'm going to have my lunch at that time. And then I'm going to have, you know, my snack, my first snack, which is a yogurt and pistachios, around 3:34 anyway. So everything just gets, you know, moved. That's it. Cool move. So yeah, simply, you know, very simple. Then dinner and my protein shake. I had my protein shake 30 minutes ago. Now it's 6:30 and I had my protein shake 30 minutes ago because I knew that my dinner would be pushed back. It's the same thing. My protein shake and my dinner always are like this, you know. So either I have it before because, you know, I couldn't have dinner at that time because I had clients or whatever, or I have my dinner and then later I have my protein shake. I have no idea if that makes sense. I hope it does. Anyway, they just, you know, switch places depending on my schedule. I don't have a 9-to-5. That would be so much easier, but that's not what I have. So I have to figure things out with this. So right now, my dinner is basically beef, you know. So 150 grams of that gives me 315 calories, 30 grams protein. And then, you know, I do a bulk of white rice. I have that with everything. Or I do a bunch of potatoes. And I have that with everything throughout the week. I just do everything in bulk. Make it easy, guys. Do everything in bulk. Don't do it once and every day. Do it on a Sunday. Do it for the week and forget about it. Come home, grab that, microwave, eat, abs. Easy. Nice. So, yeah. So I'm going to have that for dinner. And then, again, if I didn't have my protein shake before my dinner for some reason, around 7:30-ish, I'm going to have my protein. I try to stop eating around 7:30. I don't know. It's fairly new to me. So I try to not eat for about 12 hours. It's my most intermittent fasting I do. So 12 hours of not eating. And that's pretty much what I do. And I have my greens in the afternoon as well that I forgot, but that's about 25 calories. So there's little calories in there. I have my greens because I don't eat vegetables enough. I know. I should, but I don't. Again, I should, but I don't. I've always been like that. I don't like my vegetables. So I drink my greens, and it just gives me the micronutrients that I need. And it tastes like magic, and I love it. So very happy about that. But I still put some broccolis here and there. But there's no way I can get all of them. So that's why I have my greens. Again, from EHP. Here's my code. You know, why not? Try them. Anyway. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Yogurt, pistachios, greens, protein, bar, dinner, lunch, breakfast. That's pretty much it. That, you know, gives me 2,400 calories-ish, 24 to 25. And that gives me that little perfection of a table macros. Isn't this beautiful? Almost 30 something everywhere. 36% carbs. We love that. 221 grams. Perfect. 80 grams fat at 30% of my day. Congratulations. Protein, 215 grams. More muscles. Oh. My TV just changed for a different background. That's fine. Hi, TV. And yeah, at 35% of my day is my protein. I know it's a lot of protein. I'm a big guy and I love them. So I need them and I let my body decide what it has to do with it. You know, I don't have kidney issues or whatever and I drink a bunch of water. So don't go overboard. Like 215 for me is high. I should be close to 180. 180, I'd be fine. 170, I'd be fine. But I just push a bit more because why not? And that's pretty much it. That's what I eat in a day. Fascinating. Yeah. So I hope you learned something. It's boring. And it should be. I'm not trying to be fancy. I'm just trying to reach my goals. And I'm trying to make this as efficient and as easy as I can. I keep a day in there on the weekend when I have pancakes, when I have chips, when I have pizza, you know. And I'm happy and that's fine. And then when the week happens, I make everything easy. And I get through my week and I get in my macros and I get as close as possible to them as I can. And then we have abs. And then when you put time to that, effort, gym, all of it, you get muscle. People ask you, how did you do that? You tell them that. They're like, oh my God, it looks boring. Yes, it is. It's fine. Get boring. The more boring you are, the easier it gets. So, fairly simple. I would say try it, but maybe don't. You know, just take some part of it and try to implement that. The overnight oats is a good one, but, you know, make it, you don't have to make it close to 800 calories. I do that. You don't have to. Lunch and dinner, sure, why not? Snacks as well, sure, why not? But other than that, you know, make sure you know the amount of calories you need, the amount of protein you need, and then you try to get close to that. And that shouldn't be where I am and what I eat. It should be what you need. Anyway, have a good day, guys. I'll see you soon. Share, like, subscribe, whatever. Do everything. Hopefully someday we'll get famous together. Have a good one, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to know more about how I can help you make fitness a sustainable lifestyle, you can reach out to me on any social media platform at Joe Gagne Trainer. Thanks again. Till next time.